All right, so I am here with the people from The Darkness 2, and we're going to talk a little bit about that game.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tom Galt. I'm the lead designer on The Darkness 2.
With The Darkness 2, for people that haven't played Darkness 1, what are some things that they should need to know to be able to get into the sequel?
Right, well, first of all, we're going to make sure that people that haven't played the first game or played it when it first came out 3 years ago will be able to just jump right into Darkness 2 and get involved into the story and the background of The Darkness. That said, you should definitely play Darkness 1. It's a great game. In that game, of course, Jackie is in the Franchetti crime family. His uncle puts a hayout on him, so Jackie goes on a revenge spree. Our game takes place 2 years after the end of the first game. Jackie is now the Don of the Estacado crime family, and we sort of explore what happened to Jackie after the death of his girlfriend. And gameplay-wise, I mean, Darkness was a great game because of the powers you had, the versatility that came with. So now we're amping that up. You have demon arms that are always available to you. You can dual wield guns. We call it quad wielding. So you're shooting two guns at once. We also have a slashing demon arm that you can control with the right bumper. And if you use that in conjunction with the right analog stick, you can slash any direction that you want. So you can cut up enemies in any way. We also have a grabbing demon arm. That's on the left bumper, on the left side of the screen. You can grab objects in the environment and then throw them at enemies to use it in combat. So all four of those things combined, the slashing demon arm, the grabbing demon arm, the dual wielding guns, give us a really fast-paced gameplay that is really unique in the genre.
Absolutely. I saw that. It looked absolutely awesome in the demo you were doing. Stylistically, what are some of the differences between the first game and the second?
Right. Well, we really took a lot of inspiration from the comic books when we were making this. So we have a graphic noir art style that realistically what we want to achieve is to make it feel like you're playing a graphic novel when you're playing the game. So it has that kind of look to it. It's stylized, so it really works well with the level of violence that we have. So again, we took inspiration from the comic books for the themes and sort of the kind of things that Jackie can do. So it's a very violent comic book, so we've made it a very violent game. And so that's really sort of the key inspiration for our style.
Absolutely, the gore looks amazing in there. When is this game actually coming out?
We're releasing this fall, 2011, on the PC, the Xbox 360, and the PS3.
Perfect. Is there going to be any difference in between the different platforms?
Nope, they're going to be the same. Obviously, the PC will have keyboard mouse support, but beyond that, they'll be identical.
Perfect.
On the PC, if you have a controller or a joystick, will you be able to map the controls away from the keyboard to that instead if you wanted to play that way?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's actually how, in development, that's how I play quite often, is a keyboard on the PC, or sorry, with the controller on the PC. And then we use our own Evolution Engine, actually. And that allows us to develop for all three platforms at the same time. So I can be playing on the PC, then hit a button, and 5 seconds be playing on the Xbox or the PS3. So we're supporting all three to the same level of quality and attention. So it's we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
The game looked amazing and very impressive story-wise. Is there any plans for any kind of a multiplayer experience?
Well, I can't comment on the multiplayer, but on the side of the story, we have the same writer who wrote the first game. His name is Paul Jenkins. He wrote a lot of the comic books as well. So we're really excited to have him on board, and he's helped us craft a really, really cool story that, again, takes place after the events of the first game.
Perfect. Was there anything else that you would like to let us know about the game?
Well, I think that The Darkness 2 is very, very unique. If you are getting a little bit, you know, tired of playing all the military shooters, modern-day shooters, give The Darkness 2 a try. It has a really cool graphic style. It has a really different combat feel with the demon arms. It really gets you into the combat and engaging directly with enemies at a close range. We have the Darklings returning. There's a really cool AI character who brings you guns and ammo. You know, he has a key role to play in the story. He's Jackie's sidekick. There's a lot of things that make The Darkness 2 very unique. It's a very fast-paced action game that I think people are going to love.
Absolutely. You know what? Even if you're still into military shooters, definitely look like you should pick up Darkness 2.
Absolutely. We have the first-person shooter controls that match, you know, Call of Duty's, the Halos out there. So people that like those games will also like The Darkness.
Fantastic. One more time, when's that coming out?
Fall of 2011.
Perfect. Thank you very much.